Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, wherever you find yourself right now, whatever state of mind that you are in. I pray that God is with you. I pray that you lean on Jesus. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here, and that's what we push. Yahshua the HaMashiach, lean on him, okay? He's right there for you. Before we get into this show, let us humble ourselves and come before the throne of God in prayer. Scripture says, pray without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord, we come led by the Holy Spirit to give you all honor, glory, and praise as we thank you for another glorious day that you've allowed us to see thus far, Lord God, breath in our bodies. Seeing your beautiful creation, we ask you to forgive us for our sins and our unrighteousness before you, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless us, bestow them upon us and our families, Lord God. Open doors that need to be opened before us, Lord God, and shut doors behind us that you won't shut. Father God, let your will be done in our lives, Father God, in everything that we do. Father God, we ask that you bless the show tonight, Father God. Let something be said, Father God, that would touch someone's heart, that would bring them closer to you, Father God, that would introduce them to you, Father God. Your Son Jesus said, if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. Father God, we going out fishing tonight, Father God, breaking chains, loosing people from the enemy, Father God, snatching down strongholds, Father God, standing up right now, two or more gathered in your name, you are in the midst, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Father God, it's time to break chains as we sign on. In your Son Jesus' name, as we give you all the honor, glory, and praise, all God's children out there say amen, amen, amen. It's time to suit up, put on your full armor of God. You know what time it is. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. Pastor Rod is here. Time to break chains, y'all. YAT Radio.
You poster on the block of the girls, they flock when they see you riding by them. Boys, they see
father, know my father is idolatry and bothers him. And when they make some hotter rims, your guy gets rusted, so you change religions like Madonna did.
Don't proclaim king, bragging, but they all
to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment on this Monday. Pray all is well with you. What's going on, Pastor Roz? Hanging out with you. Flying solo right now. Well, you know, I'm talking right now solo, but I'm not flying solo. I'm actually co-pilot. You know what I'm saying? Flying with the Lord. You know how that go. I pray that you had a wonderful weekend. I want to say big shouts out to everybody that gets on the Breaking Chains prayer line and lift up prayers to the Lord for our people, for our world. And also want to give big shouts out to Mr. Michael Slater for coming to hang out with us on yesterday for the Raising the Sound podcast, where we feature gospel artists, jazz artists, literature writers, poetry, you know. So yesterday, Mr. Michael Slater was our special guest. I had a wonderful conversation with him. So big ups to Michael Slater. Go on all the digital outlets and download his music, Mr. Michael Slater. And next Sunday, Sunday coming up on Raising the Sound, Mrs. Ebony Jarman will be on. And she's going to come on and spend some time with us and hang out with us. Raising the Sound, check it out every Sunday afternoon, 5 p.m. right here on Breaking Chains Radio. All right, let's get into the conversation tonight. You want to get in on the conversation, 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and get in the conversation with me. Give me a call, live streaming at blogtalkradio.com/YET Radio. I've been saying it for a while also, but our website will be coming up. We're slowly working on it and getting it together. So it will be here, you know, sooner than later. How about that? Okay. Tonight's conversation, my question tonight to you on this special assignment, I want to talk about what's on your mind. What's on your mind? What's going on? We want to know what's going on with you, what's on your mind, whether or not you call in or not. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna throw some things out there that is put out in front of us, and we need to know how you want to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? What are the results that they're giving you, and what are the results that you have? You know what I'm saying? Because there's certain choices that you have. You know what I'm saying? God says you're either hot or cold, because lukewarm, he spits out of his mouth. You know what I'm saying? But he also talks about a double-minded man being unstable in all his ways. So one thing about it is that we can't serve two gods. You know what I'm saying? We can't serve the kingdom of God and the world. You know, the scripture tells you about putting God first. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What things will be added to you? Well, you know, once we make up in our mind that we're going to serve God, Yahuwah, and Yahshua the HaMashiach, and Ruach the Holy Spirit, you know, we will come to the conclusion, and those are the Hebrew names, but we'll come to the conclusion that things will change in our lives. But we have to make up that decision, what it is that we're going to, you know, have going on in our brain first. You know, because one thing about it is it's embedded in your heart, but your mind is what drowns everything out. Your mind is what leads you astray. Your mind is what leads you into darkness. You know what I'm saying? Your mind is what causes you to accept the enemy into your spirit. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, Romans 12:2 tells us, do not be conformed to this world. It says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. So what is that saying to you? You know what I'm saying? How do you decipher that right there for your life? I know what it says. You know what I'm saying? But how do you accept that for your life? You know what I'm saying? How did I accept that for my life? We have to get into our thoughts and minds, brothers and sisters. That's why I'm asking tonight, like, what's on your mind? You know, we have to take time and reevaluate and observe and the person in the mirror. One thing that you see that people's mind is it says do not be conformed to the world, but we find ourselves being conformed to the world. We find ourselves being caught up in situations that are worldly. And listen, all of us are guilty of that. All of us are guilty of it. And the thing about it is that, you know what I'm saying? There are a lot of people that deny that they are not guilty of that. You know what I'm saying? That they're not talking about me. You know what I'm saying? That ain't me. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, that can be very confusing to a person that does not know any better. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you run up on a person that's in the dark and don't know any better, and you're telling them that, you know what I'm saying, that you're not guilty of any, you ain't been through any of those situations, how do you expect them to believe? You know what I'm saying? And what if you run up to a person that knows about the Word of God? You know? Because listen, what does that person think of you when you sit up and try to be someone that you're not? And because then you're making yourself look very deceitful, hypocritical, because you're saying, well, I've never been through that. I don't lie. I don't sin. I don't go through, you know, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? When you say these things to people, you are lying, because you either are lying or you calling God a lie. How about that? And the thing about that, you can call God a lie all you want. God is not a lie. The scripture even says that God is not a man that will lie, or the son of man that shall repent. We have to repent because of our lies, our sins. Jesus, listen, Yahshua, Jesus, was made sin but never sinned. How about that? Because he carried our sins upon his shoulders. So what do we be thinking about when we do a lot of things that we know that are ungodly and call ourselves godly men and godly women? Because see, the scripture tells us in Romans 3, starting down at 21, it says, but now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. It says, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and all who believe. So see, I'm going to stop right there because everybody doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. Everybody doesn't believe in God. Okay, so that's on them. That you know what I'm saying? That's nothing for you to go and debate with a person about. But then it goes on and it goes on to say, but there is no difference. Listen now. Here's my point. This is what I was getting to. It says, for all A-L-L have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. So in other words, to sum that up for you, if you believe in Jesus, accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you believe in God, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, guess what? You good. You were justified. You know what I'm saying? You were cleansed by his blood of the remission of your sins. But all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory. Thank God for his only begotten son. And a lot of people, listen, a lot of people put things on your mind. Tonight, I'm just talking about what's on our mind. What's on our mind? Because a lot of people put things out there to deter you from what's in your heart. So you have to stop focusing so much. Listen, let me put it to you like this. We go to different places. We go around different people, and we start picking up on other people's religion, you know what I'm saying? Because we tend to forget that religion and spirituality is two different things. We put those two together for some reason, you know. I said we, because we've all done it. You know what I'm saying? We all fall under some type of denomination. You understand what I'm saying? We all sit up under some type of titled man or woman. You know what I'm saying? And God places shepherds here, so that's okay. But when we pull in so many different directions, our mindset is changed and we lose focus on the spirituality of the Word of God. And we just start bringing our perception of the Word of God to the people based on our denomination. Did you catch what I said? Our perception of the Word of God to our denomination. So over here, let me say it like this. So over here, the Baptists may teach and preach and talk about this right here. And then over here, the CMEs are talking about that. The AMEs are talking about this. The Protestants are talking about that. The Catholics are doing something different. You know what I'm saying? The Apostolics, you know what I'm saying? The Presbyterians. You know, everybody is going in so many different directions. It distorts the mind, because then guess what? You are learning just that right there, and it's taught in a different way. There's nothing wrong with different teaching, but when you teaching in different denominations, that's the problem. Because see, it says one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's only one church. There's only one body of Christ. They're different members. When when you read the Bible, you say, the Baptist came from John the Baptist. We pull those things out of the Bible and use them. And there were the churches that Paul wrote the letters to, and we build and go into different directions. Just like when the 12 tribes, the 12 sons of Israel, went in their different directions, the 12 tribes of Israel, right? They went in different directions, and that separation is still there. Do you know what would take place if we all just came together and get on one accord? If we came together as one, you know what I'm saying? Really, have you ever thought about that? Because listen, 2 Corinthians 10, read it. But 2 Corinthians 10 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, We're not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Break them chains, right? We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. So what's on your mind? What are you waging war against? It says that we are not waging war according to the flesh, but when we look around, aren't we? It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh. But if God says it's not supposed to be that way, why are we waging war with fleshly weapons? Why aren't we pulling down strongholds and destroying them and breaking chains instead of destroying and breaking each other in the flesh? See, we got to start talking about things that have affected us as a people. God's people need to come together as God's children, as brothers and sisters, and wage war against the enemy that dwells within us. You know when you chop down a tree, in order for things to be gone, you got to destroy the roots and everything. So when you got to destroy a problem, don't you got to first identify the problem? And then don't you have to get, and to identify the real problem, you got to go to the root of the problem. You got to go to the who, the what, the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, the how. Who's involved? Who started? What is it all about? When did it happen? Why did it happen? Where? You know what I'm saying? How? When you're not afraid to start asking those questions, see, when preachers and teachers and evangelists and bishops and everybody go to seminary, that's something that they have to ask and learn the who, the what, when, where, why, and how when it comes to that word. So why can't we use the word of God to get out here and save the lost and ask those same questions to help people to overcome their situations that they're dealing with? Everybody's not on your level, teacher. Everybody not on your level, pastor. Everybody not on your level, supervisor. You understand what I'm saying? You get my point? Sometimes you got to make sure that you had to go through those ranks too, unless you just got bumped up because somebody you knew that knew somebody that knew somebody, and you don't know nothing yourself. So you trying to be a hard nose because you don't want nobody to know. You just as slow as them on knowing what needs to go down. See, when I say what's on your mind, there are people dealing with situations on the job. There are people dealing with situations. Our children are dealing with situations at school. You know what I'm saying? Pastors are dealing with situations in the congregation. You understand? Supervisors, bosses. You know what I'm saying? And we got to be the church and help get to the root of the problem. See, we're too busy talking about it ain't got nothing to do with me or it's not my problem, it ain't affecting my family. But if we God's children, ain't this our daddy's earth? The scriptures say that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That means that everything in it too is his. So if we are ambassadors of the kingdom of God and represent Christ, you understand, on this earth, doesn't that mean that you're supposed to speak out, speak up, say something, be involved in situations that are affecting the people? Man, our people are suffering and struggling out here. The rich are trying to kill the poor. You understand what I'm saying? You are a nuisance to them. That's how they feel. Let's be honest about it. You know, what's on your mind about it? What are you thinking when you see homeless people every day? What are you thinking? What's on your mind when you in a situation in the bind? How do you feel? You know what I'm saying? So tonight, you know, I listen, let me say this to you. In order for me to tell you, listen to me closely. In order for me to tell you that it's going to be all right and that God is going to make a way, I got to be an example. I got to be an encouragement. And you may not know or understand what I'm saying when I tell you that, you know what I'm saying, God is going to make a way. You may not understand if I tell you, you know what I'm saying, that we have to, he got to increase in us for you to decrease. You may not understand that when John 3:30 says that. You may not understand if I say to you, like Romans 8 says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Somebody may not understand that. Somebody may not be able to decipher the two. Because guess what? They may feel like they in their spirit in their own world because nobody introduced them to the real. That's what they know. So we have to be very mindful, man. This is serious. We want to do more preaching and teaching than being more doers. Not just be, listen, it says don't be just hearers of the word, but also be doers of the word. We need to be more doers than anything. We say we know the word. We say we want to do the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord is not done in the four walls like that all the time. Most of the work is done outside the four walls. Because you got to go out there and get them to bring them in. And once you get them to bring them, God cleans them up. But we have to help with the process. We play a role in that. And we got to make sure, my brothers and sisters, that we get on our assignment. We have to get on our assignment. Tonight is the special assignment. This is the night we talk about our assignment. And our assignment tonight is to help to help to bring people to a place where they can clear their conscience, to get some things off of them. You know what I'm saying? We got in order for them to do that, we got to tell them all about a man named Jesus. We got to let them know that God is standing at their hearts, at their door, knocking. Their heart want to come in. Be with them. Comfort them. Strengthen them. Get to know them so they can get to know him. See, we got to help them to clear their minds. We don't know what's on their mind and what's bothering them unless we sit down and talk to them. See, we're so quick going, want to go out on the streets and force people to listen instead of us listening to people. We can't police people. We can't force anybody to do anything. You know what I'm saying? We can't help ourselves by ourselves. See, you didn't like that. You probably didn't even catch that. We can't help ourselves by ourselves. And stop lying and saying that you did, and you can. I don't care if you's a billionaire. You ain't get there by yourself. I don't care now that you there by yourself. You just shut the whole world out. That's on you. But you didn't get there by yourself. So what's on your mind? Why you sitting there lavishing in all that money, letting everybody see how much money you got, and people out here suffering? You got enough money to help to end world hunger. But you say you leaving it for your children's children, and ain't nothing wrong with that, because that's in the word. That's in God's word for you to do that. But we're also supposed to help each other. Because you don't know them, that don't mean that you can't help them. We got to do better. Hey, man, it's a special assignment. We're going to take a quick break, come back. I see Pastor Joseph is joining us. He's off work and everything. To all our brothers out there, pastors that are out, send a prayer for Pastor Melvin. Someone in his family had a car accident, and he's with them right now. don't know any updates or any information right now. So just pray for Melvin Adams and his family. Keep lifting up Pastor Levert Kemp and his family with his brother who's still in ICU in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's where Pastor Adams is too. Give a big shout out, to set up a prayer. Pastor Jackson's still on the road working, so we give big shout out to him. Evangelist Quina, Pastor Zena, all our brothers and sisters out there that frequent us every now and then. Pastor Roberson, shouts out to him. He has a book coming out soon. We're going to give you information on that so we can celebrate with him what God is doing in his life as well. You know what I'm saying? One thing about it is that we just got to tell God we love him. You know what I'm saying? And be sincere about it. Because, you know what I'm saying, if we accept him as our Lord and Savior and keep him in our life, you know what I'm saying, guess what? We get to be able to deal with situations and see him work miracles and watch him pull us out of the mouth of the lion. You know what I'm saying? And then guess what? We become winners. You know what I'm saying? Because the only way for you to become a winner, he's already defeated hell and death and everything and Satan and took back the keys of life. You're already a winner, but in order for you to be victorious, you know what I'm saying, you got to accept everything that represents the kingdom of God. Some people don't. I'm talking about that's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You got to accept them as one. All of them. They come together. You understand? And then, boom, then you're a winner. It's Breaking Chains, a special assignment. What's going on with you? We'll be right back. YET Radio being brought to you by the Williams Group and Jadari Enterprises.
Oh, yeah. Ha! Listen, I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner. Who's gonna stop me now? Yeah, put your hands in there if you a winner, winner, winner. This the hand clapping, can't help but move, glad, glad music. You might as well put a smile on your face. Yeah, here we go. Hey, listen.
I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner.
Who's gonna stop me now?
Who's gonna stop me?
Yeah.
I'm not
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, a special assignment. He said at the end of the song, raise your hand if you're a winner. I'm talking about everybody that's listening right now. Everybody's going to be listening later on. When you hear that, you need to be raising your hand when the song starts to say that you're a winner. You know what I'm saying? You're a winner in Christ. You understand what I'm saying? You've already won. Man, man, man. You're already victorious. Simple as that. All right. I want to say good evening. God bless and welcome to the show. Good evening to you, sir. God bless your preacher. Welcome to the show. Pastor, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How's everybody? Amen.
Amen. Good, good. What's going on with you, sir? We got a serious conversation going on. You know, every Monday we ask a question and try to either make a statement or ask a question. So tonight, a lot going on around us, Pastor, and a lot of things happening all over the world. And, you know, my question tonight is, what's on your mind? What is it that we see that's being the persona of the people that we're seeing that's showing what's on their mind? What's going on, sir?
Hey, man, I believe just like a seed, you know, we just got to encourage people and empower people to take action. I believe a lot of people want to take action, and they have so many goals, so many vision. I believe God be speaking to them and showing them things. Just like Peter, Jesus promised him, promised him, you know, the keys of heaven. And it was for a reason. And I believe a lot of us, we deal with keys, and it's for empowering us to take action. So, you know, I just love the word of God and how God just show us so many strategies to take action. And so I believe the people, they want to take action, and they looking for that, you know, that leadership to get connected to. But like you're saying, sometimes we just have to actually stop and help people what they need, even if they don't ask us, even if, you know, but we don't want to be unsafe about it these days. But just actually seeing people in need and just stopping and helping them, and no telling what that might lead to. Another good idea is continue, you know, to carry someone to a grocery store, you know, an elderly person, you know, just helping people, just being kind, you know, just kindness goes so far in the days that we live in. People, they looking for real kind-hearted people that do things for them without them asking, you know, bringing them a meal without asking first, you know, in Jesus' name, using the wisdom of God. The Bible said they that win souls are wise. So I believe people, they are just, they want to be more active. And, you know, sometimes you have to be connected to people to get stirred up, ignited in that area. But definitely continue to just the act of kindness, I believe, is so important right now. People are looking for it in this cruel world. Even just asking somebody to clean their house, you know, even though that's a tough question to ask. But if you boldly continue to do it, it'll be a blessing to somebody. Even yard work, you know, ask them, can you clean their yard, you know. And that'll make a mark in their heart that can't be erased. You know, even comfort somebody that's grieving, just going through, I believe, just continue to take action. People, they want to take action. They're looking for people that's taking action and doing things because we are empowered. You know, we got the keys, and keys, you know, is for authority, you know, so we can take action. Peter, he took action in binding and loosing. And so once we get certain keys in our life, we want to continue to take action, even if it's just listening. You know, being a good listener, it goes a long way. No matter what type of grief people going through, you know, people, they can, by giving them a lending ear, and not just our opinions and what we think and this and that, but just genuine, giving a listening ear and just tell them, hey, tell me more, what's going on? It's okay. You can vent, let me know, things of that nature. Also, inviting them, you know, to get active with us. As I believe people are not inviting people that much, recruiting people. You know, we want to invite people to what we got going on, like what our skills are. It may be television, computers, whatever our skills are. Hey, would you like to try this out with me? This is what I do. This is what I'm skillful at. But I believe just continue to take action, and encouraging people, even washing people's cars. You know, hey, can I wash your car? I like your car. They might be going through something, can't keep their tires clean, you know, the hubcaps or rims clean. And just encouraging them, could we, you know, wash their car? Even if they need repairs, so many great, kindful acts I think people is waiting on. And that would really, the Bible said, to let our light shine. So that's a great advice, to let our light shine, just by kind acts like cooking. You see somebody talented with music, hey, I want to support you. Yeah, I want to be your sponsor. I want to look out for you. I want to make sure you get your music career going, even though they're real talented. Car repair, photography. You see beautiful people in the Christ, in the body of Christ. In so many different ways to show love of kindness. You know, you might think you're going to go see somebody with a messed up hairstyle. When I used to cut hair, I used to cut people hair for free, never charge. But just, you know, those acts of kindness, I believe that was really going to touch the people's heart, because they have their guards up so much. And even me, myself, long story short, just want to know more about business, how to, you know, start a business legit, you know, and in the right way and things like that. So, but I think that's, I believe in Jesus' name, that's another way to advance the kingdom of God, you know, just by acts of kindness. You know, even making a gift basket. You don't have to wait till Easter. You know, make your mom, your family, your sister, your siblings, somebody a gift basket and just give it to them. Or just, you know, treat them to lunch. You know, hey, Dad, let me take you out to lunch. Hey, son, let me take you out to dinner. You know, treat somebody to dinner or lunch is another thing. But last but not least, even those little simple things, just giving somebody a hug, you know, for 5 or 10 seconds, a nice hug, you know, those acts of kindness, I believe it's a great way to advance the kingdom of God. And when that person sees you again, they'll never forget that love that they experienced. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That's good. Acts of kindness. And that's something, because a lot of people are dealing with things out here. But you know, one thing that happens when people see each other going through things, and that lack there of kindness that goes on, we need to enforce it, but also we have to address it. I've always felt that you have to address a problem in order to fix the problem. You can't see, we got to stop, you know what I'm saying, hiding things in the back of our mind, using that old cliche, I'm just going to push it to the back of my mind and I ain't going to even think about it, because something's going to ruffle your feathers and that situation is going to come back to the front. And see, we have to make sure that we keep ourselves and others from becoming that double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. The things about it is that with everything that's going on around us, and people got so much on their minds, those acts of kindness that Pastor Joseph was talking about are things that we have to start working on. Listen, you listen, keep your mask on, you know what I'm saying, do what you do, but that doesn't stop you from being listen, God didn't stop you from breathing. A lot of people lost their lives, so there's a lot of people lost their jobs, a lot of people lost, you know, sources of income, and different things changed in their lives. And when you really look at it, the enemy also tried to use this against us. I said try to use this against us, not by just taking family members and loved ones and friends, but also he came in to divide the people. He came in and he put a shift. He threw a shift too. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to give the enemy no attention, but I don't ignore him either. You know, God told me to stay vigilant, sober-minded. You know what I'm saying? Keep my eyes open. And the thing about it is that he tries to toy with your mind. He tries to upset situations around you. So when situations try to get stirred up, what is it that we as the church need to do for the people to try to help, to strive for a betterment of their mindset? Because everybody needs a little help. You know what I'm saying? Let me speak for me, okay? I can't speak for nobody else. I know that when I went through things and I was out in that world, out in them streets, you know what I'm saying? My mind was set on doing whatever the heck I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what you say, who she say, he say, It didn't matter. I was going to do me, period. And the thing about it is once you focus like that, you shed a lot of things and people out that care about you. So and your mindset changes. You become mean, you become rude, and you start acting like Galatians 5. You know what I'm saying? You start living in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't life by the spirit no more. It's acts of the flesh. You know what I'm saying? You sexual immortality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, factions and listen, envy, drunkenness, you know, and all kind of wild things. And the thing like that is that we lose ourselves, you know what I'm saying? We get lost out there. But God said those who live like that will not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, and when we're living like that, we're not thinking correctly. We're not living like the scripture says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. We ain't not seeking his righteousness. You know what I'm saying? Because he said, and then all things be added to you. Things you pray for, things you look forward to, they're not there, and you get mad and you wonder why. But we have to make sure that we be an example. Me, you know what I'm saying? Me, I have to be an example of love, of joy, of peace, you know what I'm saying? Of patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I have to be that example. I have to live like the fruit of the Spirit. I have to show that. I got to let my fruit be just like that, you know? And when we lose that, we lose people that want to come in. When that happens, Pastor Joseph, and a lot of that has happened out here, you know, we see a lot going on. And the thing about it, though, is that we know God's still in charge. So we don't worry about it, but we have to still teach about it. We still have to talk about it. So with every, I go back to this, with everything that is going on, with the situations being the way that they are, people struggling and some people are suffering and people are in pain and going through depression. And what is it that we as the church should have on our mind, and what should we be focused on with all of this going on around us, even though a lot of the doors are still closed to the building? How is it we as the people, as the church, how should we focus ourselves to help those to clear their consciences out there?
Amen. I believe you was playing some songs about a few weeks ago about the black history, the slaves, how they played and had certain hymns to kind of comfort them. But what I like to do when some things kind of catch me off guard and in that nature and make me upset, I try to take a deep breath, you know, because one thing about life, it seems like we're going to be broken 1,000 times. And sometimes people think, oh, okay, I passed that test, I ain't going to get mad no more. But it seems like with me, with God, you know, every time I get broken and just feel like just throwing in the towel, I learn something from it. I learn to just relax. I learn to try to recite a comforting scripture. You know, I try to sing and worship, things like that. I try to be mindful of my body language, because if my family see me upset, they sure enough gonna scratch. They sure enough gone, but they never really saw me upset, you know, for some reason. But I know I was upset one day. I came home from work years ago, and right before I walked in, I smiled. And then my sister said, "You always smiling. Why are you?" But if she would have knew a few minutes ago before I walked in that door, I wasn't smiling. But for some reason, like automatically, I just walked in and I just put on a smile because I had to be strong. And so smiling, trying to, you know, sometimes we have to diffuse the anger with humor. And I learned that from a young guy. It was a young guy. We was at the lobby here downtown. And people were trying to make him mad, but he just kept smiling and being humorous and just laughing and this and that. It was almost like they was bullying on him, but he didn't let it get to him. And I said, "I want that." You know, I said, wow, that was a gift. And so just learning, even when we are in anger, things like that, you know, how we can want to get some communicated with a supervisor, somebody in that nature, we can do it without anger, but do it in the land. Like, wait, hold on, man. I got to take a break. I'm tired. Because a lot of times we get bossed around and it makes us angry. And I tell them, oh, hey, give me a minute. I'll be there in a minute. Give me a few minutes. You take a quick break. They tell them, nah, I ain't doing it like that, man. I'm tired, man. You know, fussing. But I try to do it with a humor. And but most of all, what I love to do, I found out when someone's trying to make me angry or, you know, just the spirit of confusion. God is not the spirit of confusion, but the Prince of Peace. So I just change my surrounding. And sometimes we got to be wise enough to change our surrounding when somebody's trying to make us mad, push our buttons, because people will push our buttons. But then we check our perspective, you know, am I in fault? We don't always just blame somebody else, because a lot of times we can just assume things and we can have false assumptions. And, you know, so, but just keeping the right perspective by everything and express our frustration. Sometimes I got a friend, by the grace of God, when some things kind of frustrate me, I give them a call and they just listen, you know, and I was like, you know, they was like, what's going on? Then I express myself. And it feels so good to just let it out. I never thought that was really true because I used to always hold stuff in, but it actually worked. Just, you know, expressing ourselves to a good friend. So it's important, you know, to be that friend with that listening ear. I find that very critical, you know, just to have that listening ear. Because I had somebody call me today and they were just going and this and that, this and that. And I wanted to tell them, hey, stop complaining. But I just listened. And in the midst of listening, they just, I kind of said they was cooling off, cooling off, cooling off. Then I was able to, you know, say something. But yes, sir, I think continue to diffuse that anger with the humor, the joy of the Lord in Jesus' name. That's something I learned. It was so critical when people try to make us mad and upset to continue to smile, because joy is a weapon in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good, preacher. Thank you for that. Putting on the smile. And you know, diffusing things, but you know when you get ready to diffuse it, make sure that when he said to diffuse it, make sure that you diffuse it. Don't go back to it. If you're done with it, be done with it. You know what I'm saying? I've always felt that when situations arise, I always feel that it's good to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Communication is very important. You know what I'm saying? In order to get, listen, God said you got to serve Him in spirit and in truth. You understand what I'm saying? You have to communicate with Him. So that means that if you got to communicate with Him and you don't see Him, you got to communicate with people that you do see. You know what I'm saying? And we have to communicate to get through these issues. Stop carrying grudges. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's on your mind? Have you ever just stopped and asked yourself and just, you know, meditated and reevaluated your life and just found out what's really on your mind, what's in your heart? You know what I'm saying? What you really about? Do you know who you are? You know what I'm saying? Or are you just living the life day by day? You know what I'm saying? You hear the old saying, living from paycheck to paycheck. Are you just living your day by day? Yes, you can't live ahead of yourself and you can't live in behind. But are you just, do you have ambitions? Do you have dreams? Do you have goals? You know what I'm saying? Do you have these things set? Do you have things that you're focusing on? You know what I'm saying? You have projects. What's on your mind? You know what I'm saying? What's really going on in your head? You know, seriously. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on in this world. You know what I'm saying? There are people out here that are murderers. You know what I'm saying? You know, thieves. You know what I'm saying? Manipulators. You know, liars. You know, there are people out here that focus strictly on these evil, wicked spirits that overtake them. So we have to make sure that we stay focused. You know what I'm saying? That we keep our mind stayed on Him. You know what I'm saying? You know, listen, we have to get to a point where we believe in what Ephesians 4 tells us. Read the whole chapter. It says to us that we should put off our old self, you know what I'm saying, which belongs to the former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. And to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So, you know, we have to get back to our first love. which is the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Genesis 1 and 27, 26 and 27 says, let us make man after our image and our own likeness. So that means that, you know, we were made to be in his image, to be similar to a sight of what he would look like. Did you hear what I said? Of what he would look like. But then we have to set our mindset on the likeness of him. Because then that means that you have to commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. You have to commit yourself totally to him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, in all thy ways. You know what I'm saying? You know, just in everything. Everything about you, just trust in the Lord. Surrender to him. Lean not to your own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. You make him straight. See, the thing about it is that our mind tells us that we in charge of our life. We the boss. And then you let other people get in your head and start telling you, well, you ain't got to believe in that. That ain't real. How you know that's real? And they start instilling in what they believe inside of you instead of you taking the time to find out who you are and what you really believe. See, we got to stop letting the world and people take over our mindset, our thought process, what we should be saying, where we should be going. You know what I'm saying? We should just listen to what the word of God says to us. Jeremiah 33 and 3 says, call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Things that man can't tell you. God can show them to you, tell you all about it. Study his word to show yourself approved. Stop trying to please man. What's on your mind, brothers and sisters? What's on your mind? Have you taken the time to figure it out? Have you taken the time to take a look in the mirror and get to know who you really are after all these years of being on the earth? Have you taken the time to get into your mindset to figure out if you just all about money? If you just all about materialistic things? Or are you a true man and woman of God? Have you figured that out yet? Are you living in your world? You living in God's world? Are you living in somebody else's world? Have you really taken the time to figure these things out? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You and I, we have to get into a place where we got to make war. We got to war against the enemy. You got to turn over there in Ephesians 6 and start reading about the weapons of your warfare. Because, you know what I'm saying, your head is somewhere else and somebody's got you confused about what it really is all about. And you need to grasp an understanding on what it is that you need to be knowing and how you need to be living. Because the love that you have for God, it was embedded in you at birth. It's up to you whether or not you chose to stick with it. It's up to you. You got to put on that full armor, man. I pray that you got it on. We get ready to come across the top of the hour. We're hanging out on this Monday evening. The special assignment is on. Pastor Joseph, Pastor Rod, hanging out. Big ups to everybody. Thanks for turning us on. And we shall be right back in a few minutes. Take this quick break. All right? It's Breaking Chains, a special assignment on YAT Radio. What's going on? Hang on.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
why you're so many Christians murmuring about their imperfections and their failures and their addictions and their shortcomings. And I see so little war. Murmur, murmur, murmur. Why am I this way? Make war!
Bang with me for bang, bang for bang with me. Never playing games like it's a thing. You get risky. Domain if you ain't Christ.
Hang up.
You cross quickly.
Hey.
Feel it on the front line. Time to come get it.
Hey.
Do the right thing.
Wake up.
To Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. Kicking off the second hour, Breaking Chains, a special assignment on this Monday evening. What's on your mind, man? What's going on with you? Pastor Joseph, Pastor Rod, hanging out. Want to tap into something else, getting into this second hour here. I was telling you right before we went into that break about our battle. You know what I'm saying? Our children's mindset is set on warring against each other, hurting and harming and killing each other, destroying families, destroying communities. And this is not for everybody, but let me tell you something. If it's happening If it's happening in Texas and you live in Alabama, guess what? It's happening to you too. You understand what I'm saying? Just because it happened to the family around the corner, it affects you too. And that's something that we need to get an understanding on, that guess what? We all in this together, man. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing the scripture says, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. He didn't say that for God so loved his children. He say the world. That means all of us, his children and the ones that don't even care about him. You understand what I'm saying? He died for everybody. But the ones that accepted and believe it are the ones that became his children. But he already knew who you were going to be anyway before you was born. He told you that. So we at a point right now where we need to get to a point and start educating and teaching properly, sound doctrine to the mindset, you know, straight to the dome with real talk. You know what I'm saying? No holding back, just breaking chains, man. Just telling it like it is. The thing about it is that we're not, let me put this out there. We're not here to disrespect, tear anybody down or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But yes, we may step on some toes and we may ruffle feathers. Yes, we do come hardcore. Yes, we are radical. Yes, we are straightforward. Yes, we are. We got that in our DNA from our ancestors. You remember John the Baptist? He was radical like that. Our big brother Jesus was like that. You understand? Switchblade Peter is what they call him. You know, it's funny to me, but you know, our DNA shows that we are very radical and straightforward, filled with sound doctrine, which is the Holy Ghost. We direct with it. We don't cut no corners. We come straight at it because it needs to be just like that. The reason why things are the way that they are now, because everything's been watered down. Everything's been lied about. You know what I'm saying? Things have been hidden. You know what I'm saying? The truth hadn't been told. Accountability hadn't been held. You want to know what's on my mind? Let me tell you what's on my mind. You is what's on my mind. You know what I'm saying? Speaking up, saying things so somebody will probably hear it. You know what I'm saying? Pastor Joseph said that we don't invite, we don't bring other people in. And that's on my mind too. You got events going on all over the place and you don't invite everybody, but you grin and skin in their face. That's on my mind too, because you're a hypocrite. That's hypocritical. How can you say that you're a child of God and you don't invite the children of God? You don't, listen. Oh, my God. Pastor Jones, you got to help me with this, man, because it's real. See, in order for the world to come out of the darkness into the marvelous light of Christ, we got to be that example. We got to be the example. We got to stop playing with this. We got to confront this head up. We quick to point the finger and talk about we need to stop killing. We need to stop doing this. We need to stop. Listen, we need to stop being hypocrites. We say we love God, but we don't love each other. Something wrong with that picture. So Pastor Joseph, when these type of conversations come up, when I bring these topics up like this, you know, when I say that, hey, we got to do better, we got to do something different about this, you know what I'm saying? We are the examples. We have to set the example. You know what I'm saying? Christ came to the earth to show us how we should live and how things are supposed to be. Then he passed the mantle on to us for it to carry it on. Are we not supposed to be doing what thus says the Lord? Are we not supposed to be confronting the issues from the government to the parking lot of the church all the way to the pulpit? Are we not supposed to be doing that? If we were made ambassadors, part of the royal priesthood, why are we sitting down on our good for nothings and doing nothing, but sitting behind closed doors talking about everybody? And why is it that you get mad when these type of conversations are brought up? Oh, they too, he too radical. He's too straightforward. He's too blunt. What are we supposed to be? Why are we? Listen, let me ask you something. What's on your mind when you sit up and start playing with the devil and thinking the devil playing with you? When the scripture tells you in Ephesians 6, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power and put on the full armor of God so you can stand against the devil's schemes. What you think schemes are? what's on their mind, Pastor? Why do we have to be made out to be so harsh and critical and talked about? Because we got to bring these topics up and confront the. Listen, we have to confront those spirits that lie within the people that make them sin and kill and destroy and manipulate and tear down folks. So what are we supposed to do about that, Pastor Joseph?
Wow. I was thinking earlier about this world. You know, this world is a beautiful place. Like, physically, it's just the wicked people in it. You know, the negative people in it. You know, this world is beautiful. Trees is beautiful. Skies. It's so many beautiful places. So we live in abundance, but it's just the people, you know, that make it a bad place. But and so the thing for those people is the truth. You know, you just got to pick up the book, you know, open a chapter and read it. Because when the Holy Spirit, when he get into our mind, it's going to reveal the truth. And that's what I love about studying. You know, when I study, I go to study to be edified, you know, not just to, you know, debate or nothing like that. But when we open our mind and get in the Word of God, because the truth, when we read it, it, we cannot remain the same. And so I tell anybody, just open the Word of God. And that what got me, Pastor. I started in the Old Testament, and I just kept reading it, how the kings was up, and when they disobeyed God, it was brought down just over and back and forth. And it's just the same old pattern. So the enemy, he definitely knows the little strategies and things of that nature. And so we have to, with our mindset, we can't be double-minded, because the Bible tells us about being double-minded. And the reason we be double-minded sometimes is very simple. It's because we can believe something in our head, but in our heart, we cannot. For instance, we believe in our heart God will supply all our needs, but still we worry about things. And James, he said that is like a wave of the sea, you know, driven and tossed to and fro. But when we really believe in our heart, and I believe with all my heart, and just by staying in the Word of God is so important, because I tell people I've been renewing my mind, you know, humbly for years. And they're like, how you do it? I was like, because I've been renewing my mind, and it's a continuous thing. And, you know, like you're saying, being renewed in the mind of the Spirit. And I love how you said we have to be that example. We can't be afraid to be that example. Jesus was that example, and he was a great example. And I believe as we continue to rise and want to be an example, God will use us. A lot of times it's till we come willing to be used, willing. The Bible talk about different vessels of clay, silver, and gold. And when we want to be that vessel, you know, that special vessel for God, I believe he'll use us in such a way. But the mindset of our people, it's almost like a mindset of self-focus. And, you know, we could self-focus. I remember when I used to mess up, I said, okay, I got to go overtime for God. But I had to realize just by self-focusing, I had to overcome that with the Word of God, you know, replacing that with being God-focused mindset. Because I used to self-focus real good, you know, focus on this and that. But then God showed me another level. He said, now I need you to be God-focused. And so I need you to focus on the Word, meditate on the Word, and things of that nature. Because, Pastor, I tell you, the way we think is so important. It gives us our behavior. Our behavior begins in our mind. It begins in our mind. That's where, my Lord, that's where the spiritual transformation takes place at, in our mind. So it ain't no surprise that the adversary, the devil, he wants to mess with us with our thinking. Most of the young people, the adversary, I could definitely, according to the Word, point out where he messing with in their thoughts, the way they look at their parents. My parents ain't studying. They don't. When they continue to learn things, they think they outsmart their parents. Because, you know, the parent ain't continue learning and this and that. So it's a continual thing. It's so important to continue to grow spiritually, because that spiritually transformation, it happens with our mind and our thoughts. And it even gets better than that. And so the favorite attempt of the devil is to distract us and disarm us, you know. It usually works in the mind. And so one of the great things also is about this great truth. It's when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we can rest in it. We can rest in it. And as we rest in it, I found that was very important. It's repeating those steps to renew our mind. it's almost like repenting, but repeating good things. You know, a lot of times we think of repenting just bad, bad, bad. But it's a good thing to repent, and it's a good thing to repeat great spiritual habits. And I think just repeating, studying your Bible, you know, because we will not remain the same. Our thinking will not remain the same. And it's even proven that once our mind and our hearts get on one accord and not double-minded, it's almost impossible to be afraid. When your spirit, hallelujah, when the Holy Ghost has some word to work with and they work together, it's almost impossible to not believe God is going to supply all our needs. But the most important thing is to study, hey, God going to supply all my needs, and get it in our spirit, because God build this word inside of us. Just like doing foundation work, you know, you want a strong foundation of the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit continue to show us and lead us and guide us. But like you said, renewing that mind really stuck out to me, and it's a continuous thing. It's like a repeat of greatness for the kingdom of God. So I just want to encourage everybody out there to continue to get in the Word of God. Open a book, open a chapter, and read it, because you will not remain the same. It's going to affect the way we think, and that's what happened to me and so many men and women of God. The Word of God, it affected us. It made that transformation, and that's where that spiritual growth come in, because I can guarantee the enemy, he's going to attack these young folks in their thinking. Because they think you're going to represent their character. A lot of times what you think about, you know, Proverbs say, so is the man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so we got to arrest those thoughts. We get to a spiritual level where we got to start taking control of our thoughts. When we see how serious it is to renewing our mind, we got to, hey, that thought, I arrest that thought in the name of Jesus. Get out. But the devil's a criminal, so he's going to keep coming back. He even left Jesus for a season. But we get to the place where, okay, now I got to monitor the way I think today. You know what, God? I like to say this. I'm in a tough situation, but I'm with the help of you, Holy Spirit, I wanna cast down every negative thinking that may come to me. But according to the Word of God, we can do it. But renewing our mind is so important. If not, we'll have that double mind like Apostle James was talking about. Then Apostle Paul, he came in so good, hallelujah, Apostle Paul, and he came in and telling us the necessity of renewing our mind. He was showing us why it was so important to renew our mind. Even in Ephesians and the Philippians, he was showing them the necessity of renewing their mind in the letters that he wrote to them. And as they read those letters and spoke those letters, I could see now that some people's mind was transformed. And so I just want to encourage people to stay in the Word of God. Read a chapter, read a verse, read, like Pastor said, read the whole book, and we would not remain the same. We would not remain the same in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. That's powerful, because one thing about it is that, you know, when you turn over to 2 Timothy 3, read the whole chapter, but 16 and 17 talks about, it says that all scripture, they're talking about the complete Word of God. It says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Okay, so that means that, you know what I'm saying, reprove, exhort, you know what I'm saying, reproof and rebuke. You got to be able to be ready to be able to take constructive criticism. And that's something that we don't do to each other. We don't pull each other to the side and say, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, that was incorrect information. Let me correct that. We don't correct it for them. We let them continue on going, and we talk about them behind their back. We don't do no correction. We don't do any of that. Okay, let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? And one thing about it is that you don't always know the people that's around you when you're talking. I'm going to call you out on that one. You need to mind your mouth. Stop being a gossiper. You know what I'm saying? God don't like that. You don't know who's around you when you're talking about people, when you bumping your gums. You know what I'm saying? You can't talk to their face. So I'm going to call you what Pastor LeVert called you. Pastor Kim said that you like a pit bull with no teeth. You understand what I'm saying? So stop doing that. Start studying the scripture so you'll know about that right there. that all God's word is given by inspiration from him for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Okay? But also, if you don't follow the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, right? If you don't do it properly, you're gonna be like in Acts 19, down there, starting at verse 11, when it was talking about the seven sons of Sceva, right? A Jewish chief priest said that, you know what I'm saying? Paul was working unusual miracles through God. God was using Paul to work these miracles, right? You know what I'm saying? And it talks about that he even used handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases and the evil spirits went out of the people, right? So some of the Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call on the name of Jesus over those who had evil spirits, says that, you know, we exorcist you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. So the evil spirit answered and said to them, listen, you don't want this now. Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? See, you don't want that evil spirit to not to know who you are. Because then it says that the evil spirit leaped on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them, and they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Them evil spirits beat them up, kicked them, drug them, everything. So I say that to say to you, you know, mind yourself, be obedient, and know that your struggle is not against flesh and blood. But the scripture said, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Be mindful, brothers and sisters. Be mindful. Use your common sense. You know what I'm saying? Use your common sense to at least pick up the word of God. Listen. Let me say this to you. And I see Pastor Melvin Adams is on. About to bring him on in a second. But listen to this right here. Let me say this to you. And I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. But an atheist is a person who does not believe in God. Right? So listen to what I'm about to say. How did he become to call himself an atheist if he don't think that there is a God to believe in? If you don't believe in God and don't believe that there is a God, why would you give yourself a title as an atheist, a person that does not believe in God? It wouldn't faze you then. You wouldn't even have a title. So by you to call yourself an atheist, and this is just my perception on this. You think what you want to think. That's your mindset. But for you to call yourself an atheist, you got to believe that there is a God somewhere. Oh, man, go. I want to say good evening. God bless you. Good evening, Pastor Melvin. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Hey, good evening, my friend. I'm fine. You guys, everybody is doing well. I'm doing good. I'm coming along extremely well. Just a long thing, but I'm learning patience through my healing. Believe it or not, I'm really learning patience through my healing. This is a situation here. It's nothing I can do but be patient. So while being patient, I'm learning how to be patient that I may show others. But Pastor, you said something. I didn't know whether to bring this up or not. And I called Pastor Kemp about it, but to let me know it is time, because you said, why aren't you saying something? You see this going on, you're not saying nothing. And in the spirit, the spirit moves when it wants to move, and I don't know how to say what I want to say, but when I tune in, I say, wow, look at, listen at Pastor Joe, Pastor Joe's by heard, and you, I said, maybe it's time for me to say something. Then you said, why aren't you saying something about what's going on? So I'm going to address this. I talked to Pastor Kemp, he said, Melvin, and Pastor, the two ministers are listening right now, and I hope everybody listens. This has really bothered me a lot since 2018. So I'm going to address it tonight. Pastor Kemp said, Melvin, if it's bothering you that much, address it. And you just said, Pastor, why aren't you saying something? So it kind of let me know it's time to say something. And the word is create. I'm sick of it. I don't hate nobody, but I'm sick of everybody's taking my daddy prop. You ain't created nothing. I love PBS, LPB. All you hear is create, create, create. Look at all the stories and movies come on television. You got the writer, you got the producer, you got the executive producer, you got all these producers, and then you got another and say, the creator. I thought about this thing. Maybe people aren't mindful of what they are, or conscious of what they are saying. Then I thought about something else. Wait a minute. Satan said he's going to attack everything that God is trying to do. So one of the first things he's going to attack is the man's mind. If you attack anybody's mind, you're going to control their mouth, what they say. So I'm telling the world right now, yes, I'm angry. You ain't got no business using the word create. My daddy only one can create. I'm actually mad. You can't create nothing. You know a creative that mean ain't nothing there and something developed. I'll give you two words. You can develop and you can invent. But not one of you guys out there can create nothing. I hope you big shots hear it. The TV, the FCC, all of it, I hope you hear it. My daddy told me he's not going to punish you until you're fully warned. Now, right now, I'm feeling better now because I'm letting you know. You best stop using my daddy's word, the word create. Ain't nobody did nothing with the word create but my daddy. If you're going to use it, you use it pertaining to him. If you're not going to pertain to him, shut your mouth. Thank you. And I mean it. I don't care who get mad.
Amen.
I'm done, pal.
I see. You put it down. And you know what, Pastor Melvin, that's something that you say that, but you know, man has been trying to steal, you know, God's spotlight, you know what I'm saying, since Satan tried to take it, confronting Eve. So, you know what I'm saying?
Come on,
and the thing about it is that, listen, we have authority and dominion that we don't use properly. See, we try to use our authority and dominion in the flesh, and we forget that it's meant for the spirit. You understand? See, the thing about it is that, listen, nothing can work in the physical until it is given directions and instructions through the spirit. You know, the thing about it is that then it manifests itself in the flesh. We try to turn that around. See, everything, a lot of things that God has put in, and almost, I said it right the first time, everything that God has put in place for us, we've turned it against ourselves. What was supposed to be good has been made bad, has been made good, and what's good has been made bad. So talking like this is considered a bad thing. Thinking like this is considered a bad thing. Living a godly life is considered a bad thing because the world is ruled by the enemy. And so you are the enemy of the enemy. Isn't that something? And the thing about it is that Jesus already told us that, hey, they hated me before they hated you. So we get upset because certain things come at us or we're not treated a certain way or whatever. Listen, I don't blame you for, listen, we upset. I'm upset too. I like what Drew said in his song. I ain't mad at you. I'm just the same with attitude. I got an attitude because you call yourself a Christian, but you acting like a worldly person. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You see things that are going wrong or not being done properly, and you say nothing. You turn your back, you turn your head, you don't open your mouth. We don't stand up. There's a lot of things that are going on that we've allowed the world to come in and try to take advantage of and take credit for. And we know that it doesn't belong to them, but we act like we're afraid to speak up and say something.
It ain't happening with me. I'm going to say something.
But, hey, that's why we sign on every night to say something. We ain't afraid to say nothing over here. We like to break them chains.
So right.
It's something, pastors, because when we see the things that are going on, and I know people get upset with us, and
Pastor, CreateTV.com just came on. CreateTV.com. What are these wrong with these people? CreateTV.com just came on. I ain't saying that. I'm telling you, Pastor, I'm really getting angry. Like I used to get angry in the streets. You taking my daddy prop, createtv.com. Oh, I wish I could catch the FCC. I'm sorry, Pastor, but I'm real angry, though. I'm real angry. And you started me with this because you should have said what you said. I wouldn't have. Well, Pastor, I'm sorry, but I can't let you take my daddy prop. Pastor, I don't mean you, Pastor. I'm just saying, people,
right.
If you all could see me, Pastor Kemp looked at me. I live in an apartment complex, 400 unit. These people say, Mr. Miller, how did you do this? I can hardly walk 9-10 months ago. You can't take it from my daddy. And even though it was noticed through medical technology with man, who gave them the knowledge? Come on, bro. I'll get down to the nitty gritty, as the old folks say. I can't let you take my, I am an ambassador for Christ. An ambassador is nothing but a salesman. That's all an ambassador is. I'm selling my daddy, and I ain't selling him cheap. And I ain't taking no credit.
That's right. I think a lot of people tend to forget what the definition of what you just said, what an ambassador's responsibility is. An ambassador's responsibility to a country is to sell that country, to represent that country. You go out and put the best of that country before people, other dignitaries, you know what I'm saying? As an ambassador of the kingdom of God, you ain't got to say nothing but what's already been written for you. You ain't got to add nothing to it. Just
follow the instructions.
Just follow, instructions before leaving earth. You got to pick up the word of God. And those are your instructions. But the thing is that you are a representative of the kingdom of God. How do you represent it? Act like your big brother Jesus. Understand? And go where Pastor Melvin always send you every night that he's on the air. He sends you to Galatians 5. Go down there and show your fruit of the Spirit. Show your fruit of the Spirit. Show your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control to people. Let people see that. And then you'll become a wonderful ambassador. Because then you'll look just like your daddy then. You look just like, because there's no way that you're going to tell me you love God and you don't love me.
It's impossible.
That's impossible. Listen. I put this out here a few minutes ago. I'm going to throw this back out there because we got so much going on that we still don't know nothing about unity yet. I don't think that we know the definition of what unity is. I don't think that we understand what one means. You know, one is one. You what can you get out of one but one? You know what I'm saying? What's one times one? One.
That's all you're going to get.
You know?
God even used two or three.
You know what I'm saying? So when he said one Lord, one church, one baptism, what do you think that means? We all over the place. We can't listen. We said this a couple of weeks ago. If we all get on one accord, how the world would change if we all just came together. Pastor Joseph, when we talk about coming together as a people,
yes, sir,
as a church, there's a church on every corner. But there's so much hell going on between them two churches, on the blocks, in the streets. What are we doing wrong? What are we doing wrong to not be able to save these communities from the hands of the vultures, the hands of the crooked politicians, the hands of the murderers, the crooked police, the drug dealers? You understand what I'm saying? The sex traffickers. What are we doing wrong? Because see, there's a lot going on that God knew was going to go on, but But why are we letting it spiral out of control and not doing anything about it? For those that are doing something, doing the work of the Lord, listen, we continue to pray for you. God bless you. But as a whole, what are we doing wrong? Because we're doing something wrong. Talk about that for a second.
Why? Yeah, yes, sir. That's pretty easy. The wrong thing is, you know, the wickedness and the sin. You know, this earth is a great physical place. You know, it's beautiful places on this earth. I believe God wants us to experience. But just getting back to the heart of God, which requires repentance. You know, we got to repent. He said, my people are called by my name, and they humble themselves and pray and see my face and turn from their wicked ways. You know, it's a tough thing, you know, to get people to turn from their wicked ways, you know, those secret desires and things in that nature. He said, then we'll hear from heaven, and he'll forgive us of their sins and heal the land. But he said, pray and seek. You know, we can continue to pray, but we also got to seek. We got to pick action into it. You know, who really seeking morning, noon, and night? You know, getting up and just studying the word of God and, you know, things of that nature. But we definitely got to get back to the heart of God. And the heart of God is, you know, it requires repentance. You know, repentance to me is like a grace gift. You know, I love repenting. It's just, you know, it's just so amazing, you know, by just trusting in the word of God, repenting and actually turning from pornography, from profanity, from anger, from, you know, lusting at women, looking too long. My mom always said, you know, look once, don't look twice. And just little advice, you know, it just stuck with me. And it just make us stronger. But definitely getting back to the heart of God, and I think that's going to take happen with the leaders. You know, we are leaders of this culture. You know, we're supposed to lead people to King Jesus for his kingdom's sake. And we really don't need to settle for nothing lesser. So I thank God for breaking chains, because it's so actually powerful. It helps us to be consistent, you know, be consistent for King Jesus and Jesus and the kingdom of God. But we continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, just literally doing that, seeking. It's something about seeking. You know, the Bible say pray and seek. You know, but get to that point of seeking. You know what? Let me study the kingdom of God for 40 days, 21 days, and something is going to happen. We will not remain the same, and we will have that heart of God, you know, which requires repentance, and we'll minister with the wisdom of God. They that win souls are wise. So we got to, you know, win souls with wisdom, the wisdom of God, not the earthly wisdom. And so definitely by seeking him. Smith Wigglesworth, a powerful man of God. People wanted to know his, you know, secret or whatnot. And he told them, seek Jesus, seek Jesus. And I believe, you know, he said, seek the face of Jesus, seek the face of Jesus. Awesome man of God. It's amazing all the literature that was left behind on this great man of God, you know, as an example representing the kingdom of God. And it keep our faith strong. But I just want to encourage people to keep the heart of God. You know, don't be afraid to repent. One song I did, I said, you know, I'm an automatically forgiving machine. You know, but I spoke it to existence at the time. But just keeping the heart of God, just keeping the heart and just seeking God. It's good to pray. We love to pray. But in Jesus' name, you know, please don't get it wrong, but prayer is always the answer, but sometimes we got to take it to another level. We got to seek. And then he said, when we seek his face, he said, we humble ourselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. So literally, like you said earlier, line upon line, precept upon precept. It's good to pray, but now we got to seek. We got to seek the face of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Got to do it. Better do it. You better seek him out. What are we doing wrong, Pastor Melvin? What are we doing wrong, sir?
We got 100 people. 90 of them are chiefs. 10 of them are followers. So where is your argument? Where is all your confrontation going to be at the head? And out of those 90 chiefs, one might know something. that leave 89 don't know nothing. So you add that 89 to that 10, you got 99. You got 99 people don't know nothing, but all of them want to be cheap. Ain't no way, Jose, not today. It ain't going to work.
Wow.
God said, I gave you a measure of faith, which means everybody ain't going to be no leader. Close your mouth, open them two ears. We got 2 mouths and 1 ear or no ears. This is where the problem is at. Nobody wants to listen. Everybody knows everything. Now, here I am. I want to learn mechanic, but I got a gardener that's going to teach me. Think about it. A gardener going to teach me mechanics? It's not going to work today, Jose.
Amen.
You got to learn, like Pastor was saying, seek. You have to seek what it is God wants you to do, my daddy. And he got a purpose for all of us. All of us are not leaders, but all of us are disciples.
Amen.
Whatever you know about the word, you tell it. You just tell it. Now, don't try to go out there and break it all down, because people like the minister you're hearing now, we are being trained for this. We're going to always be trained. It ain't going to never quit until the breath leaves this body. God does not choose all of us to do that. Somebody got to be a follower. Somebody got to give the order. The foreman don't do hardly much or nothing. He knows every job in this on this assembly line, but those workers do that. It's up to that foreman and that supervisor to watch over you. You take a flock of sheep. How the sheep gonna lead the shepherd? No way, not today, Jose. It ain't gonna work. You out of sync. You done stuck out of your lane. Life is going to be hell for you. Life is hell for a lot of us, but the ones that are in Christ, we know how to deal with it. Death doesn't bother me anymore. I know it's coming. Why should I worry? I don't like to use that word. Why should I let it dawn on my mind when it's not going to change and it's called the inevitable? I can cry all I want. God ain't going to change. God ain't going to breathe new life back into that person that's dead. Come on, man. Use your head. This is going to happen. We know these things are going to happen. Yet we let it bother us so much. Then we're going to go crying to God all night long. God is not moved with your tears. I'm trying to tell you. My daddy is not moved with your tears. Huh? What are you moving from? He already knew what you were going to do before you did it, before you leave me in your mama's womb, before your mama was even born. It's not going to move him, so you learn to adjust the way God do things. My daddy, life will be so much better. I'm not going to tell you the problem they're going to come, but it'll be just like they haven't come. Pastor, the two ministers are listening to me right now. Don't nothing worry me. You think I care about what's going to worry me tomorrow, Melvin? Why should you care about that? You don't know whether you're going to be here. I'm not going to take the strength that I have today worrying about tomorrow. Come on, this is stupid. I got strength for today to deal with any situation. So I'm going to put my mind on tomorrow and delete myself of the strength for today. Come on, man. I mean, this is crazy. I'm fired up tonight, Pastor. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm fired up. I am not going to play with you. They told me to start with your family in New Orleans. I start with my family. My family is hell. And in church, every Sunday, throwing their hands up. I'm on their shucky duckies. Day and night, I am on all of them. I want to know what that world got to present to me. Come on, man, deal with your family. And then you're going to see your world in that family. They're the last one I want to hear you. Who wants to hear me been a dope fiend for all these years? Who wants to listen to me? My daddy do. That's all that matters, Pastor. Once you get into the right connection with Daddy, the pastor was saying, seek him first. He's going to put the things in your path. And when he allowed them to come, just tell yourself, wait a minute. Now, Daddy allowed this to happen to me today. Ain't no must be. I can deal with this. Because if I couldn't deal with it, it would have never came into my life. I would never know it exists. That's the way my dad was. That's the confidence I got in him. Whatever come into my path, I'm supposed to handle it, Pastor. I'm supposed to handle it. On a leader level, a shepherd level, or a follower level, those what you call measures of faith.
Amen.
And we as leaders, we got that measure of faith so we can help that one that don't have that measure. That's our job. A lot of times we're going to have to take the bruise and the bumps that my daddy don't want the sheep to take. You know, Melvin, I got you in a position. You can handle this bruise and this bump today, but that sheep can't handle it, so I'm going to give it to you.
That's right.
Now you can lead that sheep. He don't need to go through that right now. He's too young. He can't handle it. So I'm going to give it to you. That can handle. That's a measure for you. I'm through that. I'm fired up tonight.
Amen. God bless you. We thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? It's time for us to speak up and speak out and say enough is enough. Seriously. That's it. You know? And,
that's it.
That's it. Yeah, seriously. It's all good. You know? They just need to wear their steel-toe boots. They'll be all right. We listen to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to get our final comments in. And we thank you for turning us on tonight. We pray that something was said that has touched your heart. And we're moving forward. Hey, tonight's show is being brought to you by the Williams Group and JDR Enterprises. We'll be right back. Breaking Chains, a special assignment. YAT Radio. We need to get and be one accord, unity. All right? Let's do it, y'all.
I wanna be one with you. I wanna live in your truth. The universe in my heart, I know you desire to be first. Lord, help me and I will do the best I can. Have mercy on me, cause I am just a man. Got me day by day and light my path. Don't let me go too slow, move too fast. Pour your spirit out and anoint me afresh. I don't wanna hurt no one, don't wanna make a mess. Take a space. I wanna be a tree who can bear much fruit, and not a broken branch dressed in a three-piece suit. I wanna be a light for the world to see, that love and mercy flow through everything in me. And if I could sin while I'm on my way, I'll call out to you, confess my sins and say,
my daily
Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pastor Simon, Monday evening. I got Pastor Melvin, Pastor Joseph, and Pastor Rod. Are we willing to finally admit that and tell the Lord that? Can you do that right now? Are you ready for that? Are you ready to take that step and say, Lord, I'm ready to be one with you instead of being one with the world, being one with the enemy, being one with sin? Be one with the Lord. Let him in. He wants to come in. He told you he'll never leave nor forsake you. All we have to do is surrender our all to him. Listen, just trust in him. Give him your all. Love him with everything you got. He said your mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
Surrender your all to him. And you'll become one with him. And he'll take care of the rest. Just surrender your all to him and he got your back. Goodness and mercy gonna be everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? Gonna got your back. Your boy ain't gonna be able to do what goodness and mercy can do for you. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you ain't got to fear no evil because the Lord is with you. His rod and staff comforts you. My.
Nothing but a shadow.
Woo, Lord have mercy. Thank you, Lord. All right. All right. My pastors want to get our final comments in, man, so we can get out of here. Pastor Joseph, I'm going to let you go last because we want you to pray us out tonight. Pastor Melvin, take a couple minutes, man. And matter of fact, take 90 seconds and give your final comment, sir.
Yeah, I want to be a tree. I heard, listen to that song, I Want to Be a Tree. Me, I am a tree that bears much fruit through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and through this radio station. I like that song. It just gave me an idea. I want to give you guys the book of Galatians. If you have a problem with knowing who you are, I want you to look at the fifth chapter and go from the ninth. I want you to read the fifth and the sixth chapter, but I want you to put emphasis and notice it on verse 19 to 25. I think I got that right. But I guarantee you, when you finish those 19 through 25, you're going to ask yourself a question, and you got an answer. You may not want to give it to yourself, but be true. Even if it's the 19 up there, 19 old version, what I don't care, hopefully nobody has to go through, but even if it's that, admit it. Right there, because of truth, you're on your way to prosperity because you admit that I'm a sinner. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your presence tonight. You know, it's something that we do a lot. We do a lot of moving around. We got our minds are constantly running. We constantly trying to get ahead of God, outrun God, who is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And God is constantly telling us in Psalms 46 and 10, he wants you to know, be still and know that I am God. He said, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Not man, but he will. He will. So be still. Focus. Get your mind right. Focus on the man in the mirror and start right there. That's your starting point. Right there. Get it right. Surrender your all and get it right. It's not hard to do, brothers and sisters. It's not hard to do at all. All right? Here's our Black History tip for the night. Going to get Pastor Joseph on, give his final comment and our prayer out of here tonight. Our Black History honoree tonight is Mr. Benjamin Oliver Davis Jr. Mr. Benjamin Oliver Davis Jr. followed in his father's military footsteps. Davis Sr. was the first African-American general in the U.S. Army. Davis Jr. served as the commander of the famed 99th Pursuit Squadron and later the 332nd Fighter Group in World War II, known popularly as the Tuskegee Airmen. Under his leadership, African-American pilots flew 15,000 sorties shot down 111 enemy aircraft and damaged over 200 aircraft on the ground. For his accomplishments, Davis Jr. earned the Silver Star and Distinguished Flying Cross. He became the first African-American general officer in the U.S. Air Force, and in 1998, President Bill Clinton made him a four-star general, Mr. Benjamin Oliver Davis Jr., our Black History honoree for today. All right, let's talk about our health real quick. Don't forget to do your exercises, stretches, get them in every morning, every evening. Drink 64 ounces of water on a daily basis. That's the minimum. You don't know what that means. That means 8 glasses with 8 ounces of water in it, or 4 bottles, 16 ounces bottles, 4 of those. You drink them every day, you done put 64 ounces of water in your body. Eat your vegetables, eat your fruit, cut back on your fried foods, and guess what? Eliminate at least a day. Don't put no meat in your diet. Go vegetarian for a day out of a week. Start right there, all right? All right, let's stay healthy mentally and physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Pick up the word of God, study to show thyself approved, a workman unashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, all right? Pray. Pray without ceasing, like the scripture tells you, because the scripture also says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, what? It availeth much. We'll see you back here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock with Pastor Dr. Lavert Kemp with History Talk. Be on time. Class starts at 7 right here on YAT Radio. Pastor Joseph, your final comments and prayers out, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just want to continue to encourage everybody to continue to grow spiritually. And the best way to grow spiritually is corporately, you know, not just individual. So I thank God for breaking chains. The Bible says it's only in the body that we grow. And that's how we reach our full capacity, our full growth as a man or woman of God, is by the body of Christ. No Christian, you know, can just arrive to the stature of Christ, you know, by themselves, you know, just by being mature in this thing. But it takes a body. It takes the body of Christ. And so I just pray that we continue to grow as the body of Christ, and we'll grow into the fullness of Christ. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for your word. We bless you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, which help us to continue to have union with Christ in the name of Jesus, and forever union with the Father God. Father, we bless you. You said in your word, mercy and truth. Hallelujah. Mercy and truth, Father God. You said it purges us. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your truth. It purges us from iniquity and sin. Father God, cover us in your mercy. Cover us in your truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us to have the fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to depart from evil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we thank you for a divine spiritual cleansing in our bodies, Father God, in our spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for union with Christ, which is not just a physical thing, but it's a spiritual thing by the Holy Ghost. Now, Father, you said that wisdom is better than rulers. We thank you for supernatural wisdom of heaven, Father God, that we may win souls. You say he that is wise wins souls. And, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for continuing to lead us and guide you. We need you again today, Father. We need you, Holy Ghost. We need you, King Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Father God, for breaking chains, the voice of silence. We bless it in the name of Jesus. Let it be everything you want to be speedily, Father God. Now we just thank you as we continue to pray for the body of Christ, that we continue to grow into the fullness of Christ, Father God. But it's not an individual thing. It's a corporate thing. It's a body thing. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the body. We bless you for the body. In Jesus' name, continue to connect us with the body of Christ, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance. It is so. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Thank you, everybody, for turning us on tonight. God bless you, my men of God. God bless you. Happy you and your families. Have yourself a blessed evening. We'll see you back here tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. with History Talk with Dr. Lavert Kemp. Everybody, have a good night. We love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Good night, everybody.
Amen.
Peace.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.